Brilliance Audio presents In the Absence of Angels by Elizabeth Glazer and Laura Palmer.
To Ariel, Jake, and Paul, who will be my family forever and ever. Prologue. There were no words, no sounds. Everything was lost in a single focus, getting to the hospital. I was concentrating totally on the shapes of the buildings moving past. Western, La Brea, La Cienega, the avenues slipped by. Everything familiar seemed suddenly strange. It was as though I were motionless and the scenery was being pulled past me. When I arrived at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, my husband Paul rushed over to me and I could see the fear in his face. "It will be all right," I assured him. An orderly helped me into a wheelchair and we were immediately taken to labor and delivery. I wasn't in labor and wasn't supposed to be delivering. I breathed deeply, trying to stay calm. I was 6 months pregnant and had started bleeding. This wasn't supposed to be happening. My baby wasn't due for 11 more weeks. I had lost control of my body and was riveted with fear. Paul stayed in my room with me. He was brave, and for his sake I tried to be too. IVs were running into my veins and a fetal monitor tracked my baby's heartbeat and beeps and blips across a screen. Doctors, residents, and nurses crisscrossed our room throughout a night that never seemed to end. I was diagnosed as having placenta previa, which meant the placenta was growing across my cervix. All we could do was pray that I would stop bleeding because my child was probably too small to live outside my body. I was given a shot to stimulate the baby's lung development so it would have a better chance of surviving in case I delivered prematurely. I still had 77 days to go.